within months, my business partner, Debbie, had identified me as talent and decided that she needed to recruit me to do copywriting, social media, and event planning with her for different client projects. So within a year, we had actually decided we wanted to have a formal company together and chose the name Flock and Rally. We worked out of our home offices for about a year, and when we realized that maybe having interns come to Debbie's house to work wasn't so professional, we actually sort of through the grapevine were offered the chance to rent an office at 701 Whaley. And it's a really special community here. It's an old Mill Village community center, and the owner of the building is the one who developed the building, Richard Burtz. And he's very careful to curate his tenants. He really likes to make sure that the people running space in the building, either in live-work lofts as residents or offices as commercial tenants, that they all kind of share a vision for making Columbia a more awesome place. And that's kind of how, that's definitely how we feel at our company. And that's part of our vision and mission statement, actually, is to rally our community here in the Midlands around great ideas. So we really enjoy being here in Olympia.
Yeah. I saw your tagline is Brave New South. Mm-hmm. Can you talk about how you came up with that and what that means?
Yeah, so the tagline for Flock and Rally is Events and Communications for a Brave New South. And I don't know how we came up with that, honestly. It just sort of appeared in my head. But obviously it's a play on Aldous Huxley's book, Brave New World, which is a dystopian book, if I remember correctly. And obviously our idea is to be the opposite of, to create the opposite of a dystopian society here in Columbia. But the New South is a concept that's pretty widespread, and a lot of people use the term New South to describe a South that, you know, prioritizes progressive culture, equality, you know, whether it's gender, race, etc., income equality, what have you. So, yeah, we're into that.
Do you find that challenging in Columbia, or how has the city sort of responded?
It's actually been really encouraging. There is a pretty thriving progressive culture here in Columbia. If you look at a political map, you know, South Carolina is a fairly red state, but there are some pretty serious blue zones where Democratic, more liberal ideals tend to prevail. And Columbia and the Columbia area is one of those sort of more blue zones. So, you know, you've got a lot of highly educated people who've traveled and who've seen how other cities are thriving and making decisions like smart urban planning and prioritizing, you know, generosity in terms of our service, you know, public services. And that, there's a lot of nonprofit volunteerism here, which actually I think connects back to it being such a strong, you know, we are in the Bible Belt. And my first volunteer experience was volunteering at Shannon Methodist Church as like a teenager. So I think the culture of volunteerism, interestingly, has sort of conservative roots, but in practice here in Columbia, because there are so many progressive ideals, you end up with this incredible culture of people supporting each other, people actively volunteering and giving to nonprofits, and you know, a lot of those are pretty progressive, so yeah. Pretty cool.
What would you say is your favorite event that you've planned or favorite organization that you've worked with?
Oh, that's a good one. Well, probably 701 Center for Contemporary Art here at 701 Whaley is an example of a favorite. We have many favorites of our projects and clients. We have worked with them for 5 years now to plan and promote their signature annual Columbia Open Studios tour of artist studios. It's like a driving tour of artist studios around Richland and Lexington counties. And 701 CCA is sort of the hub for that tour. We produce a 24-page color guide with maps to the 40-plus studios that participate. We do a lot of web promotion, a lot of public relations, all the way through across South Carolina and into North Carolina and Georgia, a lot of social media. And they let us be creative, and they support our ideas, and they're just a great client to work with. I mean, it's a contemporary arts center, you know. It's pretty cool.
What would you say, on like the other token, is the most challenging aspect of your job?
Absolutely the most challenging aspect is establishing priorities, setting timelines and schedules and deadlines, and sticking to them for 15 or more projects at one time. It's a lot to manage.
So you spoke a little bit about your history and how you were like a dance major and then moved to San Francisco. Did you ever see yourself coming back to Columbia to work and start a business?
Not really, no. Honestly, I saw myself visiting home frequently for the rest of my life, but not really settling here. But you know, after about a decade in a major city, you know, the logistics of living in a major city, it's like going to war every time you leave your house. Like, do I have everything packed in my bag that I'm going to need for the next 10 hours, you know, on public transportation and all my different layers? And how am I going to take a potluck dish to this potluck later that's across town? You know what I mean? Whereas here, it's just like easy. The parking tickets are $8. Everybody's chill. You know, it's really nice. So when I realized that Columbia was becoming more progressive, it was growing, there's more of a culture here that you know, supports the lifestyle I want to live, then I kind of realized that I could move back here and maybe help start something and help be a part of growing our progressive culture. So yeah, that helped turn the tide.
So if you could have a legacy, like 20 or 30 years from now, looking back on what you've done in Columbia, what would you want your legacy to be?
I would like to have started and to start initiatives and help set them up with staff and resources to continue into the future, even without me, that make Columbia a more awesome place. Our company kind of specializes in starting cool stuff, running it for a couple years, and then handing it off to someone so they can keep it going, and then we'll go start something else.
What would an example of that be?
Well, the Palmetto Tasty Tomato Festival I co-founded with some really great people back in 2010, and co-ran it for the first 3 years. Ultimately, it grew large enough that, you know, only one organization really needed to run it. So the organization, Slow Food Columbia, where I'm on the board, we were able to step away, hand that event off to the current organizers, and they've just taken it and run with it. And meanwhile, that frees us up to possibly focus on something like advocacy or school gardens or, you know, helping solve some problem with food deserts and food security in the future. We're going to focus on education and advocacy and always social gatherings and just enjoying our slow community.